The High Commissioner, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, the Republic of South Sudan aligns itself with the statement delivered by Burkina Faso on behalf of the African Group. And I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Her Excellency Maria Frani of Brazil for her election as the chair of the 72nd session of ESCOM for the year 2021. And wish her quick recovery and good health. Allow me, Excellency, to convey to you the best wishes from His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit and the people of South Sudan for your assumption to this important task of steering up the work of the 72nd session of the ESCOM. I equally wish to seize this opportunity to congratulate the High Commissioner for his commendable leadership in complementing efforts of member states in searching for durable solution to the problem of refugees, IDPs, returnees, and host communities around the world, as reflected in his noble speech this morning. This has not been an easy task, particularly during this extreme challenging time of the global pandemic. High Commissioner, you had not only visited my country twice this year alone, but you have extensively traveled to the most remote part of the country in order to see for yourself the affected population and the sequence of spontaneous return shown by returnees and in places like Panakwaj and refugees in Mapundu, Western Equatoria. The government of South Sudan thanks you a great deal for the international solidarity you have demonstrated to the people throughout your tenure as the High Commissioner. Distinguished delegate, it is my distinct honor to echo to you the commitment of my government of South Sudan and its readiness to fully implement the revitalized agreement on resolution of conflict in South Sudan. Recently, the President of the Republic of South Sudan marked completion of the vital section of the governance structure provided for in Chapter 1 of the agreement. This was preceded by the reconstitution of an inclusive national legislature and appointment of 3 females to lead, one as the Speaker of the Revitalized Transitional National Legislative Assembly and the Deputy Speaker of the Council of State and the Government Chief Whip. My government has already made momentous progress in implementation of RCs by putting down governance structure at both national, state, and local government level, amendment bills, and the security and economic sector reform. We welcome the effort by the international community that is being matched by the assurance of our pledge of political will, commitment, and determination to implement the agreement and bring a lasting, sustainable peace in the country. The revitalized peace agreement remains a major step for our country to restore peace and stability. And it is also a unique opportunity for humanitarian context, including the implementation of durable solution adopted with the assistance of the IGAD platform to rebuild broken social fabric by creating safe conditions for the dignified return. Currently, there are 2.5 million citizens displaced in neighboring countries as refugees and 1.6 million internal displaced persons. Nevertheless, within these figures, there are individuals eager to return home and restart building their lives. In March 2021, the government launched a technical workshop with support of UNHCR and IGAD to develop a durable solution strategy as a follow-up to the consultation conducted in the areas affected by displacement in order to respond to call by IDPs and refugees. The initiation of the comprehensive approach to finding a durable solution to protected displacement in South Sudan will support the ongoing effort to stabilize and sustain the 400,000 spontaneous refugees since the inception of the peace agreement. It is imperative for the international community to bolster development efforts that will assist the host communities that have been supporting the IDPs and refugees, for they are the ones that are affected most in the process. Distinguished delegates, South Sudan is committed to the 1951 Convention and its protocols. Our country is hosting over 300,000 refugees. They are enjoying complete freedom of movement. They are provided with ID cards, convention travel document, and asylum certificate. In addition, refugees have access to free health and education. The government is encouraging self-reliance through availing agricultural land to refugees, as well as granting refugees the right to seek employment. All these measures demonstrated our solid commitment to the Convention, to providing protection, and to delivering services to the refugees. Distinguished delegates, the exerted effort by the government in support of partners to resolve the displacement context in South Sudan was severely affected in the year 2020 by natural disasters, severe flooding, locust invasion, and COVID-19 pandemic. These natural disasters affected the country and added to the displacement of a considerable number of people, which necessitated serious intervention by the humanitarian agencies to support government effort as part of the government national COVID-19 response strategy. It was necessary to include key entry points around the country that are used by people on the move for them to receive disposition of COVID-19. Vice Chairperson and distinguished delegate, in conclusion, I would like to reiterate my government commitment to fully implement the revitalized agreement and the resolution related to ASCOM this year in order to achieve a lasting and sustainable peace that will resolve the protracted displacement once and for all. Our thanks and appreciation goes to the UNHCR, IGAD, and core group for their unwavering support to the process of finding durable solution to the protracted displacement around the world and in my country in particular. Once again, on behalf of my government, I want to extend my sincere gratitude and appreciation to the region for hosting our citizens for many years, and I thank you.